NY restaurant owner led from business in handcuffs for serving diners indoors. By Penny Star on December 3, 2020. An owner of Max Public House in Grant City, New York, was handcuffed and arrested for violating state and city lockdowns that prohibit restaurants from serving diners inside, even as winter approaches and restaurants are already struggling to survive. The Staten Island Advance reported on the arrest and included a video of people talking about how coronavirus lockdowns are hurting them and their families. Five officers from the sheriff's SICK office stood outside Max Public House as Danny Presti was taken away in handcuffs by sheriffs at 7:15 p.m. He and Keith McAlarney own the Grant City Tavern. Republican State Senator Andrew Lanza was also on the scene. He delivered a speech to the crowd, which included dozens of restaurant owners from across the island who came to show McAlarney and Presti their support. "This order simply says that they need to cease and desist," Lanza told officers at the scene after thumbing through a multi-page order. "Nowhere here is there an arrest warrant, nowhere here is anything about arresting anyone on their private property. So I'll ask, and you don't have to answer, why was he arrested? I was told you would tell me why he was arrested, and now I'm asking for that answer." After some in the crowd started shouting at officers, Lanza responded with a call for calm. "I understand that we feel very strongly about this," Lanza said. "I feel as strongly as you, I assure you. But by speaking loudly, it gives people an excuse not to answer us. So, let's not give them the excuse. If they don't want to answer, they don't have to answer. We respect law enforcement on Staten Island like no other borough." The restaurant falls into the bureaucrat-created colored zones for virus risk of orange, where indoor dining is illegal. The restaurant was actually giving away food and beverages to customers, but that still violates Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's strict dining rules. "We urge our friends in the restaurant industry to be as resilient as possible while we appeal this decision," attorney Mark Fonte, who was reportedly not present at the scene, but later told The Advance. Fonte and Lou Gelarmino represent the tavern in its legal battle against the state and city orders. Gelarmino was inside the building and served a $5,000 summons after he was deemed an employee. Last week, New York State issued a Section 16 order from Health Commissioner Dr. Howard A. Zucker directing Max to follow the executive orders. Failure to abide by the law can result in fines up to $10,000 per day, The Advance reported. Additionally, the SLA suspended its liquor license on November 27 by unanimous vote, as it found continued operation threatened public health and safety. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.